You're listening to Psych Talk.
This is Psych Talk, and I'm Jose Dras Lopez. What we're doing today is completely unoriginal and hopefully original at the same time. You may have come across what are called auditory illusions. Basically, these are sounds that trick us somehow, sort of like visual illusions. Usually, the illusion persists even after we have been told the trick. And what's cool about all these illusions is that they break down aspects of our brain's workings that are usually invisible. There are plenty of great lists of audio illusions online, and we'll have the links at psychtalkradio.com. But we're going to string them together into a journey for you, and we're also going to help you understand them. For some of these, you'll need to put on headphones, but we'll start with the ones you can hear on speakers. For this first sequence, the question is, are the tones rising or falling? So, your answer? Rising or falling? Here's a hint, it's called the falling bells illusion. The answer in this case is both. The tones smoothly drop in pitch, but each successive tone starts at a higher pitch. By the end, the tones are falling from such high pitches that it's clear that the average pitch is rising. This audio illusion makes a lot of sense with a picture, and we have one at Psych Talk. The picture is a spectrogram, which shows frequency over time. Each tone looks like a downward curving band, and each new band is shifted up. Check it out. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jose, why would you give me an illusion where the answer is both? I want you to prove my intuition completely wrong. Well, ask and I deliver. This next sound illusion works on a similar principle, but there are no distinct tones. Isn't it eerie? It sounds like it's continuously going down the whole time, but overall the trend is flat. It's called the continuous Rissay scale, or the Shepard-Rissay glissando, and you may have heard it before. Musicians use it sometimes. You'll find a version of it is in Pink Floyd's 1970 song, Echoes, and two of Björk's songs in her 2011 album, Biophilia. Moving on. I'll just tell you up front that what you're about to hear is the sound song illusion, illustrated by Diana Deutsch. Listen to this clip of talking.
The sounds as they appear to you are not only different from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely as to seem quite impossible.
Nothing out of the ordinary, right? She was just talking. Now we're going to loop an excerpt of that clip. Bear with us.
But they sometimes behave so strangely. They sometimes behave so strangely. 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 Sometimes behave so strangely.
It's been the same clip the whole time, but isn't it changing? Sounding more like this?
Sometimes behave so strangely.
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 Now, when you hear the original, it's impossible not to hear that clip as a sing-song.
But they sometimes behave so strangely as to seem quite impossible.
If you don't have headphones on yet, now's the time to put them on. For this next sound, it helps to close your eyes and think about what is happening around you. doesn't it sound like there's someone actually moving around your head with matches? This is called the matchbox illusion. It's created by using binaural recording, which involves placing two microphones on the ears of a mock-up human head to capture sound as a person would naturally hear it. The left and right microphones are then played as the left and right sides of the stereo recordings, and voila. Here's a snippet of the barbershop illusion, which works on the same principle.
I'd like to start the demonstration by moving over to your right-hand side and picking up this bag. If you just hold still for a second, I'll put this bag over your head. Just like that. The bag over the top of the head. And now I'll take the bag off. There we go. What you're listening to as I move off to your right here and very quickly wash my hands. Manuel, could you get that, please? Ah, oh, thank you, Manuel. Let me finish washing my hands here. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. Ah, there we go. Ah, yes. As I was saying, all we are doing is using your head as the listening point. And we have two microphones, one on either side of the head, in the same position as where your left and your right ears are. Your brain is doing all of the work, telling you where the sounds are coming from. Okay, I'll go get the scissors. Nice and sharp.
The matchbox and barbershop illusions tell us something important about hearing. Our brain uses differences in timing, volume, and pitch between our two ears to guess where sounds are coming from. This process of finding a sound source is called sound localization. Since headphones let us play different sounds to each ear, they let us tickle our sound localization pretty well. Let's go to a more musical illusion. This is Diana Deutsch's chromatic illusion. Now, just to be clear, this is what an actual chromatic scale sounds like. And here's the chromatic illusion again. Based on what you just heard, try to imagine what just one ear would sound like. It turns out if you're a right-hander, you probably heard the higher tones on the right and the lower tones on the left. If you're a left-hander, it's much more variable, harder to say what you heard. But what's actually being played to each ear is surprising. Here's the right ear. And here's the left ear. Doesn't it jump around more than expected? Like most musical illusions, this one has to do with our brain picking out neat patterns and downplaying some of the messiness. That principle is important to how we hear all music, and it's why the melody is crystal clear in Christian Sinding's Rustle of Spring. If there's one take-home message here, it's that our perceptions are just our brain's interpretations of the noisy signals around us. Often there are other valid interpretations, and sometimes our brains are just stubbornly wrong. We have a visual example on our website. It's an octopus proving that our vision is leaving quite a bit out. We also have links to our sources, which have many more illusions for your enjoyment. All that is at psychtalkradio.com. That's psychtalkradio.com. To hear more of our episodes, you can subscribe in iTunes, on Stitcher, by RSS feed. Check it out. And thanks.